Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Mitch Barloga. He's a Transportation Planning Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Mitch, welcome to the show.
Carl, great to be on again. Thank you.
Well, Mitch, South Shore Clean Cities has a longstanding relationship with NERPC. Tell our listeners what NERPC is and what it does.
NERPC is the three-county metropolitan planning organization for Lake Porter and LaPorte. We are regional government. I tell people we are kind of the phantom government. People don't know what we do, but we're there. We don't really have any type of regulatory authority over the region. I basically say we advise and inspire.
Sure.
We put out plans because it's in our name, and we try to get our region, local officials, advocates alike, to really plan for what's best in this area.
Well, you're talking about plans. I know NERPC has released the draft of the Greenways and Blueways, or 2020 plan. So what topic does that plan cover?
It's a mix. You know, it's one of those deals where you have chocolate and peanut butter and they taste great together. Well, so does conservation and non-motorized transportation, apparently. These are the two areas of strong planning focus we've had in our office for many years. We've done separate plans in the past, and so we decided to kind of bring it all together under this one document. So it's three major categories of conservation, recreation, and transportation, and how these are interrelated and all really work together.
So, you know, based on that unique focus, how do you correctly blend all those topics
together? That's the trick. How do we correctly blend? We take the plan and we kind of break down all these individual components and we bring out what they mean in our particular region. And then we do an integration chapter where we talk about how they do come together. And then we have a very involved implementation chapter. We take the many goals and objectives from the plan. We break them down into policies and action steps. And we spread it along eight major stakeholder groups in the region that can apply each of these objectives at their own certain level. And those, let me just say, those include just not all eight, but you got corporate property owners and you got federal government, you got private property owners. Basically, Carl, everyone falls into these eight categories.
Sure. And so how do people get involved with this, Mitch?
Well, we ask them, you know, we're always putting out, you know, we have a very good presence on social media. We invite people to our meetings constantly. We get the word out. And we have a lot of, as you know, meetings. We almost live to meet over there.
Sure.
And what we try to do is within the document themselves, we make it very easy for a particular person, no matter where they are in the spectrum of users and stakeholders. Like, okay, you have an institution of education. You are a grade school. How can you be part of the Greenways and Blueways planning work? And there is a chart to make that work out, because a lot of these plans, as you well know, are technical. And
they are.
You kind of get lost in the jargon and you're like, how do I get involved? We're trying to make that more user-friendly.
Sure. And I think, as you know, environmentalists, we want to see things easier for people to add their comment. And again, this is our home.
Yes.
And we want to make it better. So, as you talk about the plan, when do you expect it to be approved?
We're looking at a public comment period now that we had commenced last week. And that'll be for 30 days to about March 2nd. And then we have an open house at NERPC on February 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. So the public can come and talk to us personally. But again, the plan is online right now on our website, NERPC.org. And it's open for public comment. There are ways of emailing and calling us. And we're hoping to get this all wrapped up in approved in March.
Wonderful. That's exciting. And so with the Greenways and Blueways projects, what do you see moving forward in 2018?
There's quite a few things going on. Last year was a bit of a slow year, and I look back and I put together the list of what got accomplished, and it really wasn't slow after all. We did get quite a few things done. But major accomplishments that we're looking to work through this year, we have a new bike map coming online, updating the Greenways and Blueways map, which is bicycling, walking, pedestrian routes, and paddling. And so we'll get that done. And we're also going to start working on signing our trails, actually putting up wayfinding where people at least know what community they're riding in and they know what streets they're crossing. And of course, that helps out just in the sense of pride. Hey, I went five communities today.
No, absolutely.
On one ride. Or I'm having a heart attack. What community am I in? And I said, don't mean to be morbid about it, but I mean, you need to know for emergency services, even if it's not that serious. Maybe you just twist an ankle, but hey, I need some help here. So that's very good. That's been a it's been a multi-community effort. We're working on the Erie Lackawanna Trail and the Prairie Dunelin Trail. So that's 10 communities we're trying to bring under one umbrella. Again, that shows you what NERPC does. We try to reach across these jurisdictional boundaries, break down the walls, and have each of our communities work together. And then there's just several different projects that we're hoping to come online, probably the largest of which is the Singing Sands Trail in Michigan City.
Okay.
Finally, it's been on the books for almost 14 years. And we're looking to get that starting probably as early as May.
Sure. You know, you're talking a lot about these different trails and just different things that you're working on, the bike maps. How is technology improving and how are you implementing this into all these different plans?
It's really fascinating right now. I mean, we understand that we can just get traffic reports off of Google, you know, not to give them a free plug, right? But, you know, Google's become a verb in it now. But Google Maps, where you can find out where all the hotspots are. And we're finding out, you know, also how many people are out there using our trails. We have trail counters throughout our region.
Okay.
And those are infrared beams that do nothing but count your movement. So they're not taking your credit card information. So I've had that question before. So we're going to either get a person running through or we're going to get maybe a deer running through, but we're getting a good count of all those through that process. And of course, working with other groups, like reading off of maybe even Fitbits or their phones. Again, these are things that people sign up
for. It's exciting. Yeah.
It is. And so you can really find out who's doing what where.
Any big events that our listeners should be aware of? I know you talked about the open houses, but anything else coming up in spring, summer this year?
Well, events throughout the year, we have, you know, the usual events in regards to bicycling, night rides, and the like that are happening. Again, we hope to get the map out, and we're hoping to even get a larger cornucopia out there where we bring all the people together, the jurisdictions that have federal projects in the pipeline, and to talk about their progress and their future construction.
Sure. Any closing thoughts for our listeners as we wrap up our program?
It's never too cold to be outside, although this might be one of those days. But if, you know, opening day for trails is sometime in April, and hopefully they'll take advantage.
Wonderful. Mitch, as always, thank you for being on our show. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Mitch Barloga, Transportation Planning Manager of the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you.